It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome to the Fortsite Fieldhouse, where a little Saturday morning action. The Lady Indians will take on the number one team in the state, the Fort Laramie Redskins. And my best information I can find, Fort Laramie has two losses, and both of them are to St. Henry in what's apparently pretty close matches. So it's going to be pretty tough for the Lady Indians today, but we've played great teams and played them tight, and I think we're capable of playing with these ladies. And I think if things go right and we get a little confidence and get some major digs like we've had recently on some of those hard hits, we can come out victorious. So also last night, the Indians football team went up to Parkway, played in a pretty tough match, came away with a 29-14 victory, and had some pretty nice stats. Let's see if I can find here. Yeah, for Fort Recovery, 379 total offensive yards, and we had 275 yards rushing and 104 passing. In the second half, we mostly ran the ball. Might have been a pass or two, but not very many because it was raining, and the ball was a little slippery, and it was just a lot better if we just kind of ran the ball. So Indians, we had a lot more minutes of possession is what I'm trying to say, and we just kind of dominated that. But part of that is because when Parkway scored, they scored quickly. So let's see if I can find the total plays. The time of possession was just short of 36 minutes for the Indians, and about 11 and a half for the Parkway Panthers. So that was mostly, again, when Parkway scored, they scored quickly. First downs, Parkway only had eight first downs, but they did score two touchdowns. So that's, those numbers don't line up very well, but as I said, they scored fairly quickly. Fort Recovery had 21 first downs. So see if I can find some individual stats here on the rushing yards. Reese Wendell had 133 yards rushing on 21 carries. Troy Homan kept the ball 24 times, got 81 yards. Ethan Hartnagel had 10 runs for 58, and Reese Guggenbiller had 2 runs for 3 yards. And for Parkway, Logan Green, big strong running back, 8 yards for 8 carries for 76 yards. Fletcher Smith, the quarterback, ran it 11 times for 66 yards. Most of those were intentional. So passing, Troy was 7 for 12 for 104 yards, and Fletcher Smith was 4 for 8 for 120. One of them was a pretty long touchdown pass. So Indians did really well. There's a whole bunch of other stats and that type of thing, but we're not going to get into all of that. But basically the Indians played really well last night. So we just keep getting better, and we finally got a victory under our belt. And now next week we will go over to Anna. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and that'll be Anna on Friday night. So we want to get everybody into that. And while I'm thinking about it, volleyball, three matches next week, Monday at Ansonia. These will all be WPGW broadcasts. Rob Weaver will also do all of the tournament games for our Lady Indians, and we'll simulcast all of those. So this will be our last Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, but just remember, all the matches will be on the air. So volleyball, now the pocket calendar says 4:30 start for JV, but they weren't able to get the third team had to back out for some whatever reason. There was going to be a three-team deal down there on Monday, but it's only us and Ansonia, so the JV match will start at 5:30, even though your pocket calendar says 4:30. But get down there and you'll have a really good seat. So again, WPGW simulcast. Then volleyball on Tuesday, we'll go to New Knoxville. And that'll be a WPGW simulcast. So Tuesday and Thursday are both MAC matches. Thursday will be the number two team in the state. New Bremen will be playing over there. And that'll be a WPGW simulcast. We're playing the number one team in the state in Division Four today and the number two team in Division Four next Thursday. So it's, you know, we're 14-4 right now. Nice record. Hoping we can come out of this with a victory. But, you know, we've got the number one team and the number two team in the state that we're playing in 5 days. So it's a tough row. A couple of weeks ago we had Marion and St. Henry, and I think there's another one in there called Crestview, all in the same week. So, you know, we've done this before, so we just have to keep on rolling and just keep getting better. So getting ready for the introductions, we'll take a quick timeout and be back in just a little bit.
Cooler weather is coming, but there are still plenty of grilling days left, so get into Wayne IGA and take advantage of the best deals on steaks in the area. They have T-bones, ribeyes, New York strips, and ground chuck, loose or patties, pork chops, boneless skinless chicken breasts, leg quarters, whatever you want for grilling. And they have over a dozen brands of barbecue sauce, including Wendell's Barbecue. Take advantage of the nice weather while it's still here and get grilling with great steaks from Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Cal Pharmacy can help you learn about the availability of mobility equipment for individuals at home to prepare for an upcoming surgery or a discharge from the hospital. Cal Pharmacy also has a certified aging in place specialist who can provide a needs assessment over the phone. We install ramps, grab bars, and bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, call Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or visit www.calpharmacy.com. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Sorry, I was kind of listening to the introductions and missed out. Sorry about that. So they are doing the introductions right now, and most of these for the Lady Redskins are some pretty familiar names. Some of them seem to have been playing for 20 years. Summer Hoying, for one. And so they're doing the introductions here. Our Indians have seemed to many, many times during the season have played from behind. We seem to get behind and make good comebacks, and there's only four times teams that we've lost to, but we've had, I'd say, at least half the time we're playing from behind in some sets and then come back and win. I remember one of the sets against St. Henry. Last week we were down 15-5, and from there we outscored them 17-10, which is pretty significant, but we still ended up losing 25-22. We came back, I think, all three of the sets against St. Henry. We won the last third of every one of those sets, but we lost every set because we were too far behind when we started making that run. So we can't do that against this number one team in the state, Fort Laramie. We have to get off to a good start in these sets to hang with this team. So we can beat this team if we can get a good start. We have in almost we lost to Crestview, lost to St. Henry, lost to Coldwater. I can't remember the other one, but almost every one of those, we at certain points in those sets, we outscored them by at least 3-2 and a lot of times 2-1, and we need to keep that pace up the whole set. We've kind of got where, we're behind. We don't care. We'll just come back and win, and we have almost every time. But against the really good teams, we did not, and this is we've played three or four just outstanding great teams that could win the state tournament. This is another one that could. We cannot do that against this caliber of team. So looks like we're all set. The subs are in, and Mara Pearson will go back to serve for the Indians. She throws the ball up. Hard shot dug by Fort Laramie. Big hit by number 21, Victoria Mesher, but we block it back down on their side, and the Indians lead 1-0. Let's see if Mara can get us a number of points here to get this started. Ball's up. She hits it. It's a blooper this time. Played in the back row and coming to the left side. Big hit. Kennedy sets it up for Tegan. Tegan just pops it over their blockers, and a little bit of a dig, but it wasn't enough for somebody to play it. So Indians lead 2-0, and Mara will serve again. First one she rocketed. The second one she blooped. She rockets this one. That is played, and it's coming over here to the right side. Big hit. Mara gets it. Sets it up for Tegan. She tries to pop it over their blockers again. They play it. It's on the right side. Callie plays it. Kennedy back sets it for Guggenbiller. That was Guggenbiller off of their back row and into the wall behind her. Indians lead 3-0. This is what we need, is a good start. Now, once we lose the serve, we have to get it back. So have to keep them from scoring. Mara, that's played by the back row to the right side. And a big hit by number six, Avery Brandewee, and down on our side. And it is now 3-1. And number six, Avery Brandewee, will go back to serve for the Fort Laramie Redskins. And it will be 3-1 Indians. Serve played by Callie. Kennedy sets it over for Tegan. Tegan hits it hard, but into the net, and it's 3-2. And Brandewee will go back to serve again. Need to break the serve here. Need to get the side up. Played by Callie. Kennedy will back set it for Guggenbiller. And they block it back on our side, just barely inbounds on the right-hand side here. And it is now tied at 3, and Brandewee will serve again. We need a side out here, ladies. Big hit played by Mara. Kennedy again sets for Tegan. She hits it hard. They play it. They're setting it for their left side, and Callie digs it. And Guggenbiller roll shots it over. They're going to back set it. Big hit. Mara with a great dig and set up for Tegan. And over, they're going to the right side. They hit it. They try to pop it over, and it rolls down the net about 10 feet and drops. We could not get to it, and now Fort Laramie leads 4-3. Big hit. Callie, Kennedy, Carly, and they block it back. Roll shot over by Tegan. They set it up for one of their big hitters on the left side. I don't remember, couldn't tell if that was number 20 or number 9, but a big hit for them, and we can't play it. And it's 5-3. So we scored the first three. They've scored the next five. So that is played by the Indians. It'll be set up for Tegan. And it's played by their back row, setting it up for this left side again. And Callie hits it. Tegan. And that will go to the ground on their side, go to the floor. And it's now 5-4. And Callie Wendell will go back to serve. And she has had several times when she has served just a bunch of points in a row. I hope this is one of those times. We need her serve to be right on here against this team. Hard shot right at them, and they do play it. And it's number 20 with a hard shot. Summer Hoing with a big hit here on the left side and down. Mara right in front of Mara. She did get her hand on it, but it never got more than a foot off the ground. So it is now 6-4. And number 21, Victoria Mesher, will serve now for the Lady Redskins. Mara Kennedy will set it for Sage. They block it, and down on our side, 7-4. And Mesher will serve again. 7-4, Lady Redskins. She's ready. Brings it across. Hits the net, but it gets across, and we play it. And we get it up toward the front on a kind of desperation shot, but it was too close to the net for us to play, and we're down 8-4. And Coach Guggenbiller will take a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them. Be back in just a minute.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Indians are now down 8-4. We got the first three. They got the next six. And then we traded points back and forth, and they have two in a row here from Victoria Mesher, and she'll go back to serve again, leading 8-4. Hard shot. It's played by Tegan to Kennedy, and Tegan smacks it down on over to their side. They do dig it, but it goes backwards and hits high on the back wall. 8-5 now, and Kayla Heitkamp will come in, another one of the Indians that have had some very good series of serves over the season. Her serve comes across. They play it from the back row, setting it up for the left side again. Indians play it, dig it, and it's set for Kennedy. Played by them in the back row. They're setting it for the left side again, and we do dig it, but it goes straight up and caught by Coach Guggenbiller. It's now 9-5, and it will be number 7, Barhorst, back to serve. Summer Hoying with that big smash there. She's had a bunch of them. Most of them we played. So it's played by us. Kennedy will roll shot it over. And they're saying Kennedy hit it from out of bounds. I thought it might have gone on this side, on the inside of the antenna, but it went to the outside. So it is 10-5. Callie plays it, but goes backwards. Mara tries desperately to get to it. She does get her hand on it, but she was way out. She was probably 15 feet behind the out-of-bounds line, and we couldn't play it from there. 11-5, and Barhorst will serve again. This one's played by Tegan to Kayla to Tegan. She gets it over to them. They're setting it up for Summer again, and she smacks one that Mara does get her hand on, but it was between her and Callie, and it went sideways. So it is 12-5. Indians need to get the side out here. Barhorst back serving again. Again, the Fort Laramie Redskins with only 2 losses on the season. That is played by Callie. Kayla. Tegan with a big hit. They play it from the back row, and it'll be hit by number 6, Avery Brandewy, but she hits it hard, but into the net. So it is 12-6, and Tegan Fortkamp will go back and serve for the Lady Indians. They've been coming a lot over here to this left side to Summer Hoying. That is a great one dug out by the Lady Redskins. They set it up for the front row, and Ellen Frilling smacks it, but into our blockers and down on their side, and it is 12-7. Indians within 5. Tegan Fortkamp back to serve again for our Lady Indians. Tegan puts it, she tries to just bloop it over, and it hits the net. So it is 13-7. We only got 1 point off of her serves, and that can't happen. Summer Hoying now back to serve for the Lady Redskins. She hits one hard, just clears the net. Callie digs it, set up for Kennedy. They play it in the back row, setting it up over here on the left side again. And we dig that one. Nope, they say it hit the floor first. I thought we dug it, but that was Avery Brandewy with a big hit. And down on our side, 14-7. And Summer Hoying will serve again. And that's played by the Indians. Tegan roll shots it over. They're setting it up for the right side. We block it and down on their side. And that was Summer Hoying. No, I'm sorry. That was Ellen Frilling with a big hit. But I think it was Tegan and Carly maybe that got that block. So it's 14-8. And it's going to be Kenzie Garkey back to serve for our Lady Indians. It's great to have her back after a long injury. She gets it over. They do play it from the back row. They roll shot it over, setting it up for Mara. She just tips it over. They're playing it from the back row. A big, strong hit from 15 feet back from the net. And it would have stayed in bounds. We tried to play it, and it did not go. But from 15 feet back, that hit was thunderous and would have stayed in bounds. That was a great play. So Indians are trying to play the serve here, get it across here. Played from the back row for the Redskins. They tip it over. Mara with a great dig, and Kennedy will just tip it over. They'll get it up to the front row. They'll number 21, Victoria Mesher, will just tip it over from the left middle over to the right side. where we didn't have anybody. We were all kind of gathered around where the ball was, and she tipped it about 10 feet to the right and just inbounds. So that's a 16-8 lead, and we're taking a timeout, and we'll take another one with them.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to the volleyball match here again from Fort Laramie here visiting Fort Sight Fieldhouse. They're leading here in the first set 16-8. And it will be a let serve hit the net, fell down on our side. Just one of those lucky things that happens. It's Julian Geyer serving again now, and it's 17-8. Indians down by 9, needing a good play here. Kayla setting it up for Tegan with a good play, and they play it, but it didn't get up high enough for anybody in the front row to play it, so it is down on their side, and it's 17-9, down 8, and Kennedy Mullenkamp goes back to serve, and we need points. We need to get multiple points here. Kennedy with a good serve. They play it up near the net, and it is set up perfectly for, I believe that was Summer Hoying. No, that was Ellen Frilling on the right side, just pounded it down on our side. Nobody had any chance to get it. 18-9, and it will be Julian Geyer going back to serve. And she serves it into the net, so it's 18-10. And Mara will go back to serve. She got 3 to start us off. She got the first 3 points for us, and then they scored 5 or 6 or 7, I believe. So we need to get numerous points. It's up. She hits it. Played. And it's tipped over on the second hit by the Redskins. We get it up near the net, but too close to the net, and Tegan couldn't play it. And so that is side out, and for the Lady Redskins, they will go back, and it will be Avery Brandewey to serve, leading 19-10 over our Indians. Brandewey's serve, good serve. Mara plays it. Tegan over to Guggenbiller. She hits it into their blockers, who put it down on our side. Victoria Mesher and I believe Summer Hoying were both there, and it's 20-10. Indians need to get things going here. Avery Brandewey again serving. That is long and out of bounds. So it's 20-11, and it's going to be Callie's turn to get us some points. 20-11. Callie serves. Played in the back row, struggling a little bit, but they're going to get it across on a roll shot. Good dig by Mara. Kennedy sets it up for Tegan. They play the big hit. They're going to tip it over. On the second hit, Kennedy sets it up for Guggenbiller, where they block it back to us, and Tegan tips it over, and they tip it over on the setter tipped it over on the second hit, and we got our hand on it but could not hang on to it and play it. So it's 21-11 now, and it will be Victoria Mesher, number 21, going back to serve for the Lady Redskins, and setting it up for Tegan on the left side, and it is a good hard hit, but just out of bounds, and it's 22-11. Indians down 11, and it's very, very late. And Victoria Mesher will serve here. Mara, Kennedy, Tegan with a big hit, and it is out of bounds on the side. Just out of bounds on the side, and it's 23-11. And Mesher will go back to serve again. That one is hard hit, but right into the net. New life temporarily for the Indians. 23-12 now. And Garkey will go back to serve. Excuse me, that's Kayla Heitkamp, sorry. Kayla will put it in play. Nope, it goes, just hits the top of the net, comes back. So they did it for us, and we did it for them. It is now set point for Jenna Barhorst for the Lady Redskins. 24-12, your score. Played by Tegan. Kayla sets it up for Sage, and it's down about a foot inbounds. So it's 24-14, and Tegan will serve. We need to get 11 points in a row. We've done that a couple of times this year, but not against this caliber of a team. So Tegan serve, played up near the front, setting it up for the left side. Tegan to setting it up for Sage. They're playing it over here on the left side again, off our blockers and out of bounds. Big hit by Summer Hoying, and that's the first set. 25-13 is the score, and we'll be back in just a little bit with set number two. Indians need to pick up the pace and play a little better here. Be back in just a little bit.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Set number two here between number one in the state, Fort Loramie, and our Fort Recovery Indians. And first set, we scored the first three. Then they came and scored the next five or six. And they kind of started walking away from us about that time. 25-13 was the final score, and we're underway here. Indians dig the serve, and over to the Redskins, set up for Summer Hoying on the left. She hits it hard. We play it up near the front, smash, and Fort Loramie hits it into our blockers. We get it back to them. They set it up for the left side again for Summer Hoying, and she smashes it down just inbounds on the left side. So they lead 1-0. And it will be Avery Brandewee serving again, played by the Indians. Roll shot over by Guggenbiller. They'll set it up for the middle again, and just a little too high. They set it up for Victoria Mesher, went up to hit it, and she was coming back down as the ball came to her. So Indians get that point. We're tied at one. And Callie Wendell will go back to serve for our Indians. Hard shot played by Redskins in the back row. Big hit by Summer Hoing, but it goes out of bounds long. And the Indians now lead 2-1. And Cali will go back to serve again. Let's see if we can open up a big lead and maybe keep it that way here in set number two, losing the first set by 25-13. It's played by the Lady Redskins. They tip it over our blockers and down on our side. It's now 2-2. And Victoria Mesher, number 21, will go back to serve for the Lady Redskins. 2-2 here in set number two. Cali plays it. Kennedy sets it up for Tegan on the left side. And they play it from the back row. Play it from almost in the stands. Roll shot over. Cali, Kennedy to Guggenbiller. And I didn't think it got across, but apparently it did. And they block it back down on our side. And it's 3-2. And Mesher will go back to serve again. Fort Laramie leading now 3-2. Hard hit, played by Mara Kennedy for Guggenbiller. She just tips it over. They're playing it, setting it up for left side, the right side. And number seven, Jana Barhorst, smacks it down into our blockers and down on our side, 4-2. And Mesher will go back to serve again. So it'll be Mara digging it out and played by Tegan. Hard shot inbounds in the far left corner, deep left corner, and it'll be 4-3. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. Down a point here early in set number two. That was up near the net. They're setting it up on the left side again for the hard-hitting Summer Hoing, and she puts it down in the far right corner of our court, and it is 5-3, and Jenna Barhorst will serve. She took Cali to Kayla. Kennedy has to roll shot it over, and it does not get across. It's now 6-3. Indians need to get things under control here. It's starting to start looking like the previous set. Played by Cali. Kayla to Guggenbiller, and Summer with a big hit. That would have been out of bounds. Mara played it, and Tegan hits a pretty good hit, but into their blockers and down on our side, and it's 7-3. Indians down by four. And Indians are calling a timeout. We'll be back in just a minute.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse. Indians down 7-3 here in set number two. And I think that was a good timeout by Coach Guggenbiller because it was starting to look like the last game where they just started pulling away from us. That's a great serve played by the Indians. Strong hit by down and over on the Redskins side. They couldn't play it. Tegan with a big hit there, and they never did get control. Now Tegan will go back to serve. 7-4, Indians down by three, needing a bunch of points here to stay in this game. Can't let them walk away from us. A big hit by Tegan, but it goes into the middle of the net, and it is 8-4. And Summer Hoing will go back to serve for the Lady Redskins. Played by Mara. Kayla for Mara on the left side. They play it from the back row. And over here on the right side, blocked by the Indians, played by the Redskins. Another big hit, played by Cali. Kayla sets it over on the second hip, and they play it, get it back over to us, roll shot, and we're setting it up for Kennedy on the our right side, and she hits one hard, but the down judge said it was out of bounds on the side. So it was very close to the line. It's now 9-4. That was a great hit by Kennedy, but just out of bounds. Played by Mara. Goes way up. Callie's going to get it, and she didn't play it well. It only went about 6 feet off the ground. Mara tried to get it over, but she was on her knees from diving after that set. So it's 10-4. Mara plays it. Kayla for Mara on the left side, and it goes big hit, but just goes out of bounds by a couple of inches long. 11-4. So we scored 1 point after our timeout. It was 7-3. Now we're down 11-4. Played by Mara. Teagan gets it way up. Mara roll shots it. They play it from the back row, setting it up for, I believe that was number six, Avery Brandewey, that just smashed it down. It's perfect setup for her. And she just smashed it down on our side, 12-4. And it will be Hoing serving again. Mara digs it out. Kayla, Mara tries to tip it over their blockers, stays on their side. And they get it finally set up for their big hitter, and they put it down in that far corner again, 13-4. It is not looking good for our Indians right now. We need to get this under control. 13-4, Mara plays it. Kayla sets it up for Sage. She tips it over. They're setting it up for the right side. She played it from about 12 feet back from the net, and she pounds it pretty good off of Kennedy's hand and out of bounds. We're down 10, 14-4, and we have another timeout by the Indians. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse, where our Indians are down 14-4. We have not been playing too well here against a great team. So they serve, we save it, and get it set up for Teagan. She hits a hard shot off of one of their defenders, and it's now 14-5. And Megan Evers will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve. They play it up near the net. Big hit played by our Indians, setting it up for Kennedy. They block it, goes to them. They little battle at the net. It's coming to us again. We block it. And so we got one up near the net. We went almost under the net to bring it back and play it, but one of our players stepped on the line. So it's 15-5, and Skylar Albers is serving. Indians play it. Kayla sets it up for Kennedy. She tips it across, coming to us, setting it up for on the left side, I guess in the middle, for Teagan. They're playing it. She's going to set it up to the left side. Indians block it, play it. And Callie sets it up for Mara, who smashes it off of their hand and up to the back of the raised backboard and straight down onto the floor. 15-6, a little life here for our Lady Indians. It is 15-6, down 9, but it's time to get going. Kennedy serves. They're playing it. Going to try to get it over here to the left, and It was near number 20, Summer Hoing and Katie Luthman. And Hoing hits it into the net, and it's 15-7. We need to get a lot more points here. Keep it rolling, Kennedy. Kennedy with a good shot. They play it from the back row, but hits the net, and it's 15-9. Indians are now down six. Closest we've been for about the last 10 points. So Kennedy needs to get us some more points. Kennedy will go back to serve again. And that is played from the back row, setting up for the left side. And Indians dig it out on a big hit, and that's over to the Redskins again. And it was number six, Avery Brandewee, with a big old hit off of our blocker and out of bounds. 16-8 now, back to a eight-point lead. Well, it was. They did have nine on the scoreboard for us. Now it's down to eight. So I guess that was a mistake. It's 16-8 and played by the Indians, and gets set up for Mara on the left side. She tips it over their blockers and hits the floor. So it's now 16-9, and Mara will go back to serve. Mara with a great serve. They play it. They get it under control. They're going to hit it hard from the back row, and they say it was inbounds. It was right at that line. In the back. I think either if she'd have called it in or out, she probably was right. So she was closer than I was. She called it in, but it was right there. So they'll serve it again. Callie, Kennedy, Tegan, big hit into their blockers and down on their side. 17-10, and it'll be Callie to go back. Indians down seven. We need to start really scoring points here. Need to outscore them 2-1. It's played by their back row, but bumped out of bounds into our bleachers. And it's 17-11. Indians only down six. Get us six more here, Callie. At least. 17-11. Callie with that serve. And they play it. Trying to set it up here on the left. It'll be a big hit. We dig it, and it's off of... Tegan hits a big hit off of their blocker, and another one was able to touch it but never got it under control. 17-12, and Callie will serve again. Callie serving again. Another good shot played. They're setting it up for the left side, and I think that was number 20 again, Summer Hoing, with a big hit just inbounds on the far side. So it's 18-12, and Victoria Mesher will go back to serve for the Lady Redskins, number 21. 18-12 here in set number two. Indians lost the first one. We had just about this many points. And played by the Indians and blocked back on our side, and we can't handle it. 19-12, Indians are now back down by seven. And played by the back row. Kennedy sets it up for Tegan. Big hit. That goes to their front row. Kennedy and Callie to Tegan. And it goes into the net, and it's 20-12. So the Indians lost the first set 25-13. And we were making a pretty good run at them. Now they've scored, I believe, three straight points on us. And Mara from the back row. Kennedy over to Tegan, and gets up to their front row, setting it up for the left side again. And Summer Hoing's big hit blocked by our Indians, and down on their side, 20-13. And Kayla Heitkamp will come in to serve for the Lady Indians. We need to get a bunch. 20-13. Kayla, good serve. Played by the Lady Redskins. Back serve. Sets it up for Skylar Albers. And she smashes one hard down on our side. 21-13. Indians down eight. Very late in this contest. And it will be Jenna Barhorst going back to serve for the Lady Redskins. Played by Callie. Kayla Teagan, blocked by, looked like, number two, Skylar Albers, and back on our side, 22-13. And Barhorst will go back to serve again, 22-13, Lady Redskins. Callie, Kayla, Kennedy, and off of their blockers and way up and out of bounds. So it's 22-14, and it'll be Teagan Fortkamp back to serve for our Lady Indians. Let's get a bunch here, get back in this. Serve, played from the back row, and goes up to the net, but they can't play it. So they had a little trouble with that ace serve from Teagan, and it's 22-15, Indians within seven. Need to get a bunch here. Teagan back to serve again. And it hits the top of the net and just goes over. They did get their hand on it, but it never got more than about 6 inches off the ground. So 22-16. It's at high risk, high reward. When that hard serve gets in, it is really hard to play. And you get a net serve every once in a while. Teagan serve again. Same thing off the top of the net and just rolls over. And 22-17, high risk, high reward. Let's just don't hit one into the net. Let's get it across the net without touching it this time. When that rocket serve of hers goes over, it's about 6 inches off the net, about like that one. They do play it. They're getting it a little under control, but big hit by number six, Avery Brandewee, goes out on the side, and it's 22-18, and it's now timeout. Fort Loramie. Be back in just a minute.
Wayne IGA is stocked up with all kinds of fall decorations. They have large pots of mums in a variety of colors and decorative gourds, Indian corn, and small, large, and jumbo pumpkins. You don't need to go out of town to the big box stores to get great decorations at reasonable prices. It's all right here in town. So while you're stopping by to get your groceries, be sure to check out their great selection of attractive fall decorations. Wayne IGA, your hometown store with a whole lot more.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse. Indians with, I think, four straight points. We're down four now, 22-18. I believe it's five straight points. And Teagan Fortkamp serving after the Fort Loramie timeout. Another great serve played. Setting it up for the center, and they try to just tip it over our blockers and don't even get it over the net, and it's 22-19, and the momentum has shifted. 22-19, Indians with six straight points, I believe. Definitely on a roll here, and Teagan Fortkamp getting ready to serve again. Indians only down three. They were down 10 at one point. They play the serve, and they do tip it over, and we tip it right back. They're setting it up for the left side again. They tip it over. Callie will set it up for Mara. Gets over. They block it right back down, and it's 23-19. They finally broke Teagan's serve, but, man, did we get some points off of that. So 23-19, Indians down four, and it is getting late, but we are looking pretty a lot better right now. Serve played by Callie. Kayla Teagan with a big hit off of their defender. I think the girl that hit her hands, she was going to act like she didn't touch it, but then she started shaking her hand. So it'll be Megan Evers back to serve for our Indians. Down three, 23-20, and she has a nice serve. They play it up near the net. Big hit. We block it back down on their side, and it's 23-21. Nice, another nice serve by Megan Evers, and we block that back down on their side, and it'll be Megan back to serve again. Indians only down two. Big, great serve. They play it. Had a little trouble with the second hit, but Megan with a save gets it over across the net, and they hit it. We block it. They're setting it up again. They tip it over our blockers, but we're playing it, and it is set up for It got set up kind of funny. I think she was trying to set it up for Kennedy, and she was in the wrong place. And Tegan tried to get it, but she couldn't get it across the net. So it's now 24-21, and it'll be set point again, and it'll be Skylar Albers back to serve for the Lady Redskins. Set point. That one is long. Mara tried to play it, and she missed it, and it went out of bounds. So new life for the Indians, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve. 24-22, Indians down by only two after being down by 8 or 10 not long ago. And a good serve by Kennedy, setting it up for left side again. Blocked by our Indians, and down on their side, but out of bounds. So that is 25-22. That'll be the end of set number two. Fort Laramie leads two sets to none, but the Indians with a really good rally there to end that set. And I think we outscored them about 15-6, if I remember right. So at the end of that. So really good showing at the end, but we'll have to do a little better than that. Be back with set number three in just a minute or two.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles in stock, ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Holidays are approaching, and the Tin Cupboard is again taking orders for their delicious homemade pies for your festivities. Everybody loves their pies, and they have lots of different flavors of their tasty fruit pies and lots of other varieties available. Order ahead of time by stopping in or calling 375-3034, then you can focus on all your other holiday preparations. Just let the Tin Cupboard know what pies you want, let them know when you need them, and they'll do the rest. It's great to know that even if you won't have the time to make great pies for your guests, or if you just know they make better pies than you do, you can still serve your guests an awesome dessert this holiday season. Just stop in or call the Tin Cupboard at 375-3034 and place your order now.
Welcome back to Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians are playing the Fort Laramie Lady Redskins, number one in the state in Division Four, and we lost the first set 25-13. We were way down in the second set, but came back strong, but still lost 25-22. Mara Pearson starts it off with a serve, and Redskins play it. Big long hit, and about 3 feet deep. So 1-0 Indians, and Mara will go back to serve again. I believe we've gotten the first point in every one of these sets. Mara, ball up, and she hits one, but it is about 3 feet out, so we're tied at one, and it will be, looks like Avery Brandoe, number six, going back to serve for the Lady Redskins, and played by Callie Kennedy Tegan, and hits it in the back left-hand corner, inbounds, 2-1. Indians lead here in set number three. Need to win set number three and four and five to win this match. Callie will go back to serve for the Lady Indians, and she's had a number of times when she's served numerous points. And they play it up the front row, setting it up for the left side. We block it back, and they're calling four hits on them, although I thought we blocked it. But either way, it would have gone down on their side anyway. 3-1 Indians, and Callie will serve again. She's had some great serves this year. That one's played by the Lady Redskins. Big hit played by Mara, but she's trying to get it up to the front row. Got it just a little bit too far across the net, and their big front row, Victoria Mesher, tips it down on our side, just smacks it down straight down on the floor. 3-2, and Mesher will go back to serve for the Lady Redskins, down by a point. Serve played by Mara. Kennedy, Teagan, big hit. That goes up. Looked like it's coming across the net. Hit one of the beams and came back on their side. Went very high. Hit one of the girders at the top of the from the ceiling, and it bounced back on their side. And that's a point for the Indians, and it's 4-2. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve, with the Indians leading by two here in set number three. Kayla ready to go. She'll serve it, played, and they'll tip it over on the Sutter will tip it over on the second hit and just over our front row, and it is 4-3, and it will be Jenna Barhorst, number seven, going back to serve for the Lady Redskins. They're down a point, set number three, and played by in the back row, Kayla Kennedy with a big hit, but it's out of bounds, and we're tied at four. Well, nope, they said it was tipped. So it is 5-3, Indians. I did not see the tip. They said it was tipped, and nobody's arguing, and that's how it's going to be. So it'll be Teagan Fortkamp back to serve for the Lady Indians, leading by two. And that's gets across. They play it. It's up near the net, and it is Summer Hoying with a big hit in that far back corner. And point for the Lady Redskins. It is 5-4. And Hoying will go back to serve for the Lady Redskins. Indians still lead by one. Hoying played by Mara. Kayla. Mara will tip it across. They play it at the front. And played by the Indians. They hit it across to us. And over to Mara. She hits it into their blockers and down on our side, and we're tied at five. So it'll be Summer Hoying back to serve again. And she serves it into the net. Indians take the lead, 6-5. And it looks like it will be Kenzie Garkey going back to serve for our Lady Indians. Kenzie ready to serve. They play it from the back row. Setting it up for the left side again. Big strong hit by Avery Brandewee. They have so many big hitters on their team. It's no wonder they're number one in the state. We're tied at six, and it's going to be Skylar Albers back to serve for the Lady Redskins. Serve is over. Mara. Kayla to Kennedy. They're playing it from the back row. They're going to have to roll shot this one over. If they almost fell to the ground, everybody's looking at each other. We're playing it. Mara with a nice hit from behind the 10-foot line, and down on their side, 7-6. Indians retake the lead, and it'll be Kennedy Mullenkamp. I think when she served in the last set, she got about 4 or 5 points for us and got us right back in that contest when we were down, I believe we were down 8 and got within 3, and that's where it ended up. We traded points till they went out. So Kennedy back to serve. Good serve. Played in the back row, setting it up for the left side again. Big hit by, I believe that was Avery Brandewee, but she hit it about 5 feet deep. Out of bounds, so Indians take a 2-point lead, 8-6. Kennedy back to serve again. And that is played by their back row, setting it up on the left side again. Blocked by our Indians, off their blockers and down on their side. 9-6. Kennedy continues to serve and racking up points. Let's get a few more. Don't stop now. 9-6. It's played by the Redskins. Back set for number 22, excuse me, that wasn't 22, 21, I guess 23 it was, Frilling. She smacks it down off of Kennedy's hands and backwards, and it's 9-7. Indians still lead by two. Katie Luthman will go back to serve for the Lady Redskins. And that is a long serve and out of bounds, so it's 10-7. So Indians lost set number one, 25-13, had a huge comeback late in the second set and lost it 25-22. Mara Pearson now to serve. Ball's up in the air and played just barely in the back row. They're setting it up for left side again, and it's out on the side. A big hit from that left side over to the right side, and Indians now lead 11-7, and it is a timeout for the Lady Redskins. Indians charging here.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Welcome back here to Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians lead 11-7 here in set number three. Indians lost the first set 25-13, second set 25-22. So we need to get this one to have a chance to win this match. And Mara Pearson is serving. Ball up. Just barely played again in the back row. And two of their setters walked away from that one, and it hits the floor. Both of them had a very good chance to play it. And it's now 12-7, Indians by five, and Mara Pearson will serve again, hopefully for a number of more times here. Another hard shot played, and they tip it over in the second one. We just get to it. Kennedy back sets for Guggenbiller. Blocked back. Callie saved it, gets back to them. They smash it. It went out of bounds, but they called it a tip. I believe that's probably correct. And it's 12-8. Indians still with the lead. And it'll be Avery Brandewy to serve for the Lady Redskins. Played by the Indians. Kennedy sets it for Tegan. It'll go over to their blockers and down on our side. We looked like we had a chance to get to it, and nobody did. 12-9. Now lead down to three. And Brandewy continues to serve. Need a side out here. Played by Tegan. Mara, just back set, cross. I think they're going to call it a double hit on Kennedy's. She kind of back set it across the net on the third hit, but I didn't think that was. Anyway, 12-10. So Tegan, Kennedy sets it up for our hitters, and they set it up for their big hitter, number six, one of their big hitters. They have three of them at least. Brandewy smacks it down on our side, and it is 12-11. Indians lead down to one, and the Indians will call timeout, and we'll take a little timeout with them. Be back just momentarily.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food. Just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse. Indians lead now down to one. We were up four or five. I believe we were up five. I think we were up 12-7. It's now 12-11. And Brandewy will serve again. Callie, Tegan, roll shot over by Carly. Played by their front row and poorly off of their hands and backwards and into our stands. And it is now 13-11. And Callie Wendell will go back to serve, trying to increase our two-point lead here in set number three. Serve comes to their back row. They're trying to get it under control. Big hit. And down on our side, that's another big hit from Brandewy, and Victoria Mesher will go back to serve for the Lady Redskins. Down by one, 13-12. Played by Mara, then over to them. And we never did really get under control, but we got it across, and it hit that far back corner and went down inbounds, and it's 14-12. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve for the Indians, leading by two. We need to add on to this lead against this tough, tough team. Play from the back row, and they're setting it up, back set, and Indians block it, but it goes. They big smack. We blocked it and went out of bounds back across the net, but out of bounds on the side. So it is 14-13, and it'll be Jenna Barhorst serving for the Lady Redskins. Callie, Sage, Tegan, Campfire on their side, goes right in the middle of all of them and down on the floor, and Indians lead back to two. It's going back and forth here, and we need to keep this rolling. Tegan back to serve. Indians lead by two in set number three. We're down two sets to none. Tegan's serve, a good one. They are struggling to get under control, but they roll shot it across. Kayla to Callie, back set to Mara, and they're getting it up to their front row left off of our blockers and out of bounds. Big hit by number 20, Summer Hoying again, and it's 15-14, and it'll be Summer Hoying going back to serve for the Lady Redskins. Mara, Kayla, Mara again, played by the Redskins at the net. They get it across. We dig it out, set up for Kennedy, and she hits it in the back near corner, and it is 16-14. We're trading points with them, but we're ahead. 16-14, and it will be Kenzie Garkey going back to serve for our Lady Indians. All of these ladies have had times when they've scored, or when they've served a number of points in a row, and this would be a good time for Kenzie to get another one of those. But she hits it into the net, 16-15, and we give them a point. And Skylar Albers will go back to serve for the Lady Redskins. 16-15 now. Indians still lead by one. Dug by Mara. Kayla back sets it for Kennedy. She hits it, but their blockers put it back down on our side, and we're tied at 16. We were trading points with them, being one ahead to two ahead. Now they've gotten two straight, and we're tied at 16. The Albers to serve again. Played by Tegan. Kayla, Mara off of their blockers, and they're going to be able to get it across. Tegan plays it, but she plays it. She tried to get it up close to the net, got it across, and they smack it down on our side, and their first lead of the game, 17-16 here in set number three, and Albers will go back to serve again. Need to get a side out. Played by Tegan. Mara from out of bounds over to them on the second hit, and they're kind of tangled up, but they still get it across to us and setting it up for Carly. And they somehow get that under control, get it back to us. We get it over to them. They're going to set it up. They're going to roll shot it across. And Kayla's going to back set it for Kennedy. She puts it in that back corner just right at the feet of the flag official. And we're tied at 17. And it will be Kennedy Mullenkamp going back to serve after that great hit. So Kennedy will go back to serve, tied at 17, set number three. And they get it to their front row, setting it up for the left side off our blocker, played by Callie, set up for Tegan. She gets it across. They're setting it up on the right side. And that was Frilling with a big hit. One more of their 58 big hitters, it seems like. Every person on that team can just crush it. So that is down on our side, and 18-17, Fort Laramie leads, and I believe that is Albers back to serve, and Mara, Kennedy, Mara, and it's just out of bounds deep. Nobody touched it, And we're going to call a timeout. It's 19-17. Indians are now behind. And Coach Guggenbiller calls a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with him. Back after this.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Marianne can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
We're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians trailing 19-17. I believe at one point we were up 15-13 and maybe... I know we were tied at 15, and they've outscored us 4-2 here, and the Indians need to get going. Albers with another serve, played by Mara. Kennedy setting it up for Mara. She'll hit it into the net. So it's 20-17. And it'll be, it's like number 8, Jaden Rose. And the Kennedy setting it up for Guggenbiller, and they get it back to us, and we tip it back to them. A nice block by Carly Niekamp, and it is 20-18, and Mara will serve again. She'll throw it about 10 or 15 feet in the air and hit it on its way down, and played in the back row. They're setting it up for the left, right side, and it'll be Kennedy and Callie setting it up for Tegan. They're playing it again. They just barely tip it over our blockers, and we're playing it. It's going over their blockers. Back, they're setting it up for the right side again, and it's a hard hit. It's out of bounds on the side. Yep, nobody touched it. I didn't think anybody did, but they're saying no tip, and that is a point for the Indians. 20-19, and Mara Pearson will go back to serve again, trying to get this tied up. Let's get several in a row here. Mara with a good serve, and they tip it over on the second one. We play it. Good dig by Mara, and we get it down on their side in front of their the digger could not get to it, and Fort Loramie will call timeout. We're tied at 20 apiece. Back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When a cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief, and if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacists can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Month, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians and Redskins tied at 20 in set number 2. The Indians have to win this one to stay in this match. They lost the first two, 25-13 and 25-22. Mara serves again. They play it from the back row. They're going to set it, and it'll be played by the Indians, setting it over for Guggenbiller. They're playing it from the right side, and they're calling one of their players was stepped under the net, and the Indians now take the lead, 21-20, and Mara Pearson will serve again. I think we were down 20-17, I believe, 18 at least, and Mara with a nice serve. They play it up near the net, and big hit dug by Callie, and roll shot over by Tegan, blocked back by our Indians, and we didn't even have to block that one. They just hit it into the net for us. Big hit, but hit into the net. 22-20, Indians lead here in set number 3. Pretty good crowd here, and they're all hollering for the Indians. Now there's also some good Fort Loramie fans here too, but we hit that one, but it goes in. Mara's serve goes into the net. 22-21. And looks like it'll be number 6, Avery Brandewey, going back to serve for the Lady Redskins. Down a point late in the match, in the set, excuse me. And Kennedy sets it for Tegan. They play it, setting it up for the left side again. Off of Callie, and goes backwards out of bounds, and it is 22-22. And it'll be Avery Brandewey back to serve again. Played by Callie Kennedy, and she puts it across on the second one. Our Sutter flips it across, and that goes down right in the middle of their court. 23-22, Indians take the lead late in set number three. Callie Wendell goes back. Just get us 2 points here, Callie. That'll go over there. They do play it. Come to the left side, and Indians block it back on their side. And we have 24 for the Indians, 22 for the Lady Redskins. They have to get two before we get one to keep this going. And then they'd still have to beat us. But Cali, next serve, they play pretty poorly. And it goes to their right. The young lady went over to get it, and she put it into the stands. She had very little chance of getting that in play. So the Indians take set number three, 25-22 over the Lady Redskins. And we'll be back in just a couple minutes with set number four.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and your family from the risk you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't just depend on anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
The Fort Recovery firefighters are having their famous all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, October 15th, from 8 to noon at the fire hall. Sausage, pancakes, and omelets custom-made by your firefighters, all-you-can-eat. All the proceeds will go toward new and updated equipment and building upgrades, and it's a free will donation. Don't miss this great breakfast. Head on down to the fire hall on Sunday morning, October 15th from 8 to noon for the Fort Recovery Firefighters' famous omelet, pancake, and sausage breakfast.
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse, where our Indians have just won set number three. It's now 2-1. Fort Laramie Lady Redskins, number one team in the state. Winning the first two. They won the first one 25-13, second one 25-22, but the Indians came on strong at the end of that one and have played well ever since. First serve played by Callie and set by Kennedy and over to Tegan and down off of their blocker on their side. Indians lead 1-0, and Callie will serve again. 1-0 Indians, set number four. Callie with a good one. They tried to get it set up for the front row, came across. We tipped it back. They tipped it back. And they hit a big hit, but right into our blockers and down on their side, and it's 2-0 Indians. So from the last half of set number two and all of set number three, our Indians have played very, very good volleyball. Callie serves. They play it okay, but set up and but a big hit, and it's now 2-1. They finally got it under control and got a big hit from Summer Hoying, and so now it'll be Victoria Mesher back to serve for the Lady Redskins. And Mara plays it. Kennedy sets it for Guggenbiller. And she'll put one across court and down on their side. And it is 3-1. And Kayla Heitkamp will come in to serve for our Lady Indians. Kayla with the serve. Back row. They scramble to get it under control. They do. And Indians with a big hit, but they hit it. We block it, but it goes out of bounds without anyone on their side touching it. 3-2. And it will now be Jenna Barhorst serving for the Lady Redskins. That's dug by Tegan to Sage to Tegan. They block it and back down on our side. So it's now tied at 3. And Barhorst will go back to serve again. Let's get a side out here, girls. Serve is good. Callie gets it, but hits it right almost directly into the net. Never got very far off the ground, and now the Lady Redskins lead 4-3. Barhorst will serve again. Callie, Kayla, Kennedy, they play it over here to the left side for Hoing. Mara sets it up for Sage. And another great hit by Sage. She has played so well the last 2 weeks. Her, when she gets that set in a good spot, she just kills it. 4-4. And Tegan Fortkamp will serve for the Indians. Her serve is there, goes backwards. They play it, and it goes backwards and out into the hall. And the Indians lead 5-4. Retake the lead. And the Redskins retrieve it from the hall. Back to Tegan. She'll be serving again. Indians lead 5-4 in set number 4. Lady Redskins lead 2-1. Tegan, she had that one goes, hits the net and comes back down on our side. Last set, I believe it was, or the set before, she had two of them that hit the top of the net and fell on their side. Tied 5-5, and it'll be Summer Hoing serving. It'll be Callie, Mara, and Tegan will have to roll shot it across, but she puts it out of bounds on the side, and the Lady Redskins take a 6-5 lead. So they've scored two in a row after we scored two in a row. And it will be Summer Hoing back to serve again for the Lady Redskins. That's another hard shot. Callie, Kayla, Kennedy, bring it here for the... Wow, that was a... That was number 2, Skylar Albers. One of those ladies just hit it so hard. It did hit Callie, but no chance to play it. It's now 7-5, and Hoing will serve again. And Mara tries to play it, and it goes backwards. And it is 8-5. They've scored 4 straight on us now. And we need to get the side out here. 8-5. Lady Redskins lead here in set number 4. Played by Callie. Kayla to Mara. That goes straight up into the rafters, and they're playing it. They comes to us, and Sage Luthold with a great block straight down on their side. 8-6. Good job, Sage, again. And it'll be Kenzie Garkey coming in to serve for the Lady Indians. We're down by 2, 8-6. Kenzie with a good serve. Nope, goes out of bounds. They stepped away from it. It was about 6, 8 inches out of bounds, it looks like. So it's now 9-6, and Skylar Albers will go back to serve for the Lady Redskins, leading by 3. Indians need to slow them down here. Mara, Kayla to Tegan. They play it, but it goes straight up, hits the rafters, and shoots straight back down on the floor on their side. 9-7, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve. She's had several times today when she served multiple points. This would be a great time for that to happen again. Kennedy with the serve. They'll play it from the back row, setting it up in the middle. Big hit. We play it, and Tegan rolls shot, but it does not get over the net. 10-7. Lady Redskins in the lead, and it'll be number 23, Ellen Frilling, going back to serve for the Lady Redskins. She has a rocket serve. We don't handle it well, but we do get it across, and they just tip it over to us. Kennedy is back setting for Guggenbiller, and they play it. They're trying to get it over here, and we get it. We're setting it up on the right side for Mara. They're setting it up on their right side, left side, excuse me, and they're going to have to roll shot it across, and it just barely gets across, and it's 11-7. That was a crazy rally. I don't know if either team ever had anything under control. So that is Indians down by four. We call a timeout, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Do you have a party coming up and you're looking for something fun to do? Call Miracle Lanes now at 375-4274. Whether it's a kid's party, an anniversary, a company party, mom's birthday, or just because, call Miracle Lanes and reserve your lanes for your party. They have special pricing for parties and great food for your guests. Whether it's a large group or just a few of you getting together, call Miracle Lanes now and reserve your spot on their calendar. And they're taking reservations now for holiday parties. Make Miracle Lanes your party headquarters. Call them at 375-4274 and let them do all the work.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians trailing 11-7 here in set number four. Ellen Frilling serves. Callie plays it. And she went back, tried to get a good hit on it, did not. We did get another hand on it, but could not get anywhere near under control. Indians down five now. Serve, and was played in the front row by Guggenbiller and caught everybody off guard, and we never got that under control. 13-7, now Indians down six, and Frilling back to serve again. And played by Callie. Kennedy setting for Mara. She hits it into their blockers and down on our side, 14-7. So at one point we were ahead 5-4. And we're calling another timeout. We're down 14-7. They have outscored us 10-2 here. So we can't let that keep happening. Let's take a quick break here. Indians with another timeout. Let's get this under control.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse. Indians down 14-7 after a bunch of points here for Fort Laramie. Dug out by Mara. Kennedy sets it up for Niekamp. Carly puts it down on their side off their defender, and it's 14-8, and it'll be Mara Pearson going to go back to serve for our Indians with her toss-it-in-the-air serve. Goes up about 10 or 15 feet. She hits it on the way down, and it's very effective. That's played by the... They hit it over on the second one, and we get it back. It's a scramble for them. Left side, Callie, Kennedy for Tegan, and it's down on... Wow, I thought they tipped that. They said it went out of bounds, which I think it did, but I thought they tipped it. So they're going to call that a point for the Lady Redskins, and it's 15-8. And looks like Brandewey go back to serve for the Lady Redskins again, leading 2-1 here, and a good lead here, 7-point lead in set number four. Tegan for Kayla gets it across. They're setting it up on the right side again, and a big smash by number 20, Summer Hoying, but it goes about 3 inches out of bounds long. So it's 15-9, and Callie Wendell will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. And her serve, a good one, played low, dug out, and Indians struggling to get it under control on the hit back, and we roll shot it across. They're setting it up for their big hitters, and they get it down. Callie got her hands on it, but it went straight down from her hands. So it is 16-9, and it is time for the Indians to get it going here. It's late in set number four, and Victoria Mesher back to serve for the Redskins. Be Mara to Kennedy to Teagan. Hits one hard off of their defender's hands and out of bounds, and it's 16-10 now, and it'll be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve for our Lady Indians. And she's had a number of times when she's gotten us multiple points, and that needs to happen right now. They play it. It comes near the net, and they looked like we could have been able to. It was right at the top of the net. It looked like we were going to be able to tip it down on their side, and they beat us to it and got it down on our side, 17-10. And it is Jenna Barhorst going to serve for the Lady Redskins. Kayla to Teagan. Teagan gets it, hits the top of the net, rolls long and down on their side, rolled about 5 feet down the net and dropped on their side, 17-11 for the Lady Redskins. And Teagan will go back to serve again. We need multiple points here. Need to get right back in it like we did the last set or two sets ago. And here we are at on the left side. That one was right in the back corner. And the flag official says it was just in. It was right there. It was either within an inch one way or the other of that line. She was 3 feet from it, so I'm going to trust her judgment. And so serve again. And Sage Leuthold gets it over for him. And they're back to us. We try to block it. It's getting set up for Teagan. They dig it out. It's going near the net, and Mara goes up and beats him to it this time. It was the one right at the net, and we went up and knocked it down on their side. Last time they came up and knocked it down on our side. 18-12, and Megan Evers will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Indians down six, and it's getting late. Megan with a good serve. They're playing it. They're struggling a little bit, but they're going to get it across. And they hit it pretty good and off our blocker and out of bounds. And it's 19-12. And it'll be Skylar Albers going back to serve for the Lady Redskins, leading by seven. Late in set number four, they lead 2-1. Oh, that one hit the top of the net and fell down on our side. Our front line absolutely was not ready for that, and who would be? But sometimes you can get to them. We did not. 20-12 now. 8 points lead for the Lady Redskins from Fort Laramie. And we play it. Kayla set it up for Carly, but they're saying one of our girls got under the net. So it's 21-12. That is not what we needed. We need to get a side out here. We need to get a side out and a bunch of points. So it'll be Luthman, I believe, back to serve. Nope. So the Indians do not handle it. And it is Skylar Albers again on that serve. And it is 22-12. I'm going to say this set's pretty close to done, and that would be also the match. But it's 22-12, and Albers will go back to serve again for the Lady Redskins. We need to get a side out and a bunch of points. Hard shot played by Teagan. Kayla Kennedy, they get up near the net. They're going to set it up, and they pound it down off our blocker, and it's 23-12. So we were hanging in there for a while, and then they just started walking away from us. So right now they're within 2 points of winning this match, and it'll be Albers again. Hard shot, Mara to Kayla Teagan, and out. It goes over to their side, but out of bounds on the side by about a foot, and it will be match point for Albers here. Right now it's 24-12, and they've scored six straight points. And Mara plays it. Kayla Mara with a big hit, and it goes backwards, out of bounds. New life for our Indians, but we have to get 11 straight points just to tie them at 24 and force extra points. And that is Kennedy Mullenkamp's job right now, get us 11 points right here or more. Kennedy, they play it and set up for the left side off our blockers. Mara with a good save, and it'll be rolled across by Guggenbiller. They were going to play it, and they stepped away just in time, and it goes just out of bounds on the side. And that is the game, 25-13 in Fort Laramie's favor. And that is 3-1 for the number one in the state, Fort Laramie Redskins. We gave them a pretty good battle, but they came away victorious. We'll be back in just a minute or two to kind of recap what went on today.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Welcome back to the Fort Site Fieldhouse, where our Lady Indians suffer their fifth loss of the season to the Fort Laramie Redskins. And Fort Laramie, I believe, is now 17-2. Both of their losses coming to St. Henry, one of the invitationals. And Indians played well today for the most part. In places they did not. But so first set was Fort Laramie 25-13. They kind of walked away from us at around 8 points. In the second set, Fort Laramie beat us 25-22, but the Indians, I believe, outscored them about I'm going to say 12-7 to end that one. And then Indians got ahead in set number three and ended up with a 25-22 victory in set number three to force the set number four. And we went back and forth for the first 5 or 6 points. I believe we were ahead 5-4, and then they ran off. I think they outscored us. I think it was 10-1, something like that. We just didn't finish well in that one. And Fort Laramie just forced their will on us. They're a really good team. We have two or three really good hitters, and they have, it seemed like 15, but I think it's 4 or 5 really good hitters. They're strong, very good serving, can dig like crazy. We can too, but they were just better than us, and it's not hard to see. If you've seen us play and know how good we are, and then watched Fort Laramie today handle us in 4 sets, you can see why they're the number one team in the state, and they are going to be hard to beat. Also in the JV contest, that went 3 sets. And in the first one, first set, Indians won 25-22. And then Fort Laramie's JV team kind of just took over in the second two, 25-14 and 25-11. So I think that is our third loss for our JV team and our fifth loss for our varsity team. So we have a really good team, but we just haven't been able to beat those really, really good teams. We played well with them. If we can just do a little bit better here and there, especially the draw for the tournament is tomorrow, so we'll see where we end up there. We'll probably end up with the third or fourth seed. I think counting us, there are, in our sectional, there are four teams ranked in the top 10 in the state, and only one of those teams is going to get to come out, and that will, you know, it just doesn't seem right that we couldn't do a super sectional like just about everybody else in every sport and every place around the state. But we just, our district will not do a super sectional, and that leaves Coldwater, St. Henry, Fort Recovery, or Crestview out of it. One of them's going to go on. It could be one of the other teams too. Somebody could get hot. That's a pretty good team with not so good a record. Somebody could get hot and beat any of those. But three of those four definitely will not be moving on after the sectional. And that just does not seem right to most of the people around this area, because they know that any of those teams can beat any of those teams. And so your team could very easily be left out and be ranked in the top 10 in the state and not even win a sectional. That's just hard to deal with. So anyway, enough of that. We'll go on with what's coming up next week. And it does not get easy next week. We played the number one team in the state today here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, and we play the number two team in the state on Thursday. In between there, on Monday, we're playing volleyball at Ansonia. Despite what your pocket calendar says, that is not a 4:30 JV start. It is a 5:30 JV start, and WPGW will be broadcasting that, and we'll simulcast theirs, and the NFHS video will be available, but I don't know if there will be audio with that. And then Tuesday, volleyball will be at New Knoxville, again a WPGW simulcast. They don't do the NFHS video. They have the NK Telco. Thursday, again, as I mentioned earlier, New Bremen, number two in Division Four, and WPGW simulcast, no NFHS video. I forgot to mention earlier that I see the WOSN guys leaving, Dave Bowen from Crestview, and Jeff Overholzer from over at Portland announced the game, and you'll be able to see that on Sunday, I believe at 6 or 7 o'clock, and just look at your local feed to see when those are going to be on. But one of them, it'll probably be on several times in the next week, but one of them will be Sunday evening at either 6 or 7 o'clock on WOSN, so you can watch that with Dave Bowen and Jeff Overholzer, and that's two really good guys that are that know what they're talking about. So that's going to be good to watch that, and I'll be recording it at least if I don't get to watch it live. So again, as I said, I forgot to mention that earlier. But so Thursday we're at New Bremen, WPGW simulcast, and again NK Telco video. Friday we're playing football at Anna. That'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast with the Wayne IGA pregame show at 6:40. And that also is no NFHS, because they also have NK Telco, I believe, or one of the other local cable channels will be broadcasting it for them. So, again, Indians go down to defeat. Three sets to one. Lost the first one 25-13. Lost the second one 25-22 and had a good comeback in that. Then we won the third set 25-22, but they Fort Laramie just poured it on in the fourth and final set 25-13. They came out victorious. So Indians are playing really well. We just haven't beat one of those great teams. teams yet, but the drawing for the tournament is tomorrow, and we'll see how that turns out. So we should be able to get at least a decent seed, but again, four teams, I believe, in the top 10 in the state are in that sectional, and only one gets to come out. So that's tough. Well, we appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate all of our sponsors, Wayne IGA, Hull Brothers, Fortsight Fuel, Reisner Energy, Kalp Pharmacy, Fort Recovery Insurance, Cooper Farms, Fort Camp Excavating, Miracle Lanes, Hastings Auto, K&L Tractors, CSG Consulting, B&D Contracting, Brick Street Tavern, BU Floral, and the Tin Cupboard. All of those have been supporting us on our broadcasts this year. The rest of the broadcasts and all of the tournament games will be simulcast with Rob Weaver and WPGW. So this is our last volleyball Fort Recovery radio broadcast. But again, we will be simulcasting everything, so you'll be able to hear all the games for football and volleyball on the FortRecoveryRadio.com. So thanks for listening, and thanks for watching on the NFHS video, and we'll hope to catch you on the Fort Recovery Radio broadcast next Friday at Anna, and the simulcasts next Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday for volleyball.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.